This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Greene. It is time now for The Puzzle. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hey, Will, how are you enjoying the lazy days of summer?
It's nice and hot. Yeah, I'm having a good time. How are you, David?
I'm good. It's here in Washington, it is blistering. Give us a refresher. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said think of a familiar three-word phrase that might be used in poker, and add an E at the end, and you'll get a two-word phrase that's common in football. The poker phrase is go all in, add an E, and you get goal line.
We had more than 1,000 correct entries, and one of them came from Lane Ludwig of Boulder, Colorado, and we have Lane on the line. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle? And I wonder if the thin air up in the higher elevations helped you.
I don't know. My first thought for a poker phrase was up the ante, but
sure.
Add the E, that didn't do anything. And the immediate next thought was, I'm all in, add the E, and I saw the line, the word line in there. So there's so many lines we focus on in sports, I figured I was getting close. And so go all in was the obvious next choice, and that worked out.
You play percussion in an Afro beat band, is that right?
Yes, I do, Afro fusion band, yeah.
And I think we have a surprise for you because we have a little bit of your music that we wanted to play on the air here.
Okay.
How long have you been playing music like that?
Oh, I've been playing music for most of my life. I just moved here to join this band about 8 months ago from the other side of the Continental Divide.
Good luck with the band, but enough chit-chat. I guess it is time to play the puzzle. Are you ready?
I guess we'll find out, won't we? Yeah, I'm ready.
I guess we will. Okay. Will Shorts, take it away.
All right, Lane and David, every answer today is the name of a Major League Baseball team. I'll give you anagrams of their names, each with one letter added. You name the teams. For example, if I said dress, D-R-E-S-S, you would say Reds. All right. Number one is Steam, S-T-E-A-M.
The Mets.
Mets is right. Years, Y-E-A-R-S.
The Rays.
The Rays.
Very
the
nice.
Tampa Bay
very
Rays
nice.
Is right. Scuba, S-C-U-B-A.
The Cubs.
That's it. Adverbs, A-D-V-E-R-B-S.
The Braves.
The Braves is right. Gristle, G-R-I-S-T-L-E.
Oh, let's see. That one's stumping me so far.
I give you a hand. Drop the L.
Drop the L.
You know this one, David?
I think I do. Not lions, but some other kind of animal, maybe.
Yeah, from Detroit?
Tigers, yeah.
The Tigers, is
oh,
it
the
good?
The Tigers.
Okay, your next one is Co-Stars, C-O-S-T-A-R-S.
Okay. Oh, the Astros.
The
nice
Astros
work.
Is right. Sparked, S-P-A-R-K-E-D.
Sparked, okay. Oh, the Padres.
The Padres is right. All right, how about Snake Eye? S-N-A-K-E-E-Y-E.
Oh, the Yankees.
The Yankees is it. How about Stockier? S-T-O-C-K-I-E-R.
Okay.
All right, I guarantee this is a team you know well.
No. Oh, the Rockies.
The Rockies, yes. Rose Oils, R-O-S-E-O-I-L-S.
Oh, the Orioles.
The Orioles is it. Here's your last one. Stitchable. S-T-I-T-C-H-A-B-L-E.
Can you spell that again?
Stitchable, like that shirt is stitchable with 5 stitches. S-T-I-T-C-H-A-B-L-E.
Stitchable, gotcha.
It's a team on the West Coast.
That's a tough one because they always go by just their name, the
they go
the
by
A's.
A shortened name, yeah.
Nope, drawing a blank.
All right, you want to take this one, David?
I can, the Athletics. But
the Athletics.
But I feel it's unfair because I follow baseball so much more closely. So I feel it's kind of it's an unfair advantage.
Well, I did as a kid, but I guess it's all faded now.
Well, Lane, nice work. Those first ones, you were nailing them, and then it just got, I had no idea what was going on as it got tougher. So for Playing the Puzzle today, you are going to get a weekend edition lapel pin and also puzzle books and games, and you can read all about this stuff at npr.org/puzzle. Tell us your public radio station that you listen to.
I'm a member of KBUT.
Lane Ludwig of Boulder, Colorado, thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thanks.
All right, Will Shorts, you have the puzzle for us for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Fred Orlov of Richmond, Virginia. Think of a well-known retail store chain in two words. Remove one letter from its name. The remaining letters, in order, will spell three consecutive words that are synonyms of each other. What are they? And here's a hint, the three words are all slang. So again, a well-known retail store chain in two words. Drop a letter. The remaining letters, in order, will spell three consecutive words that are synonyms of each other. What words are they?
Okay, get to it, everyone. And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. And just one entry per person, please. The deadline for entering is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. If you could, please give us a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call. You'll get to play right here on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, good to talk to you as always. See you next week.
Thanks, David.